I want to talk about Robin Williams. And here's the thing, like, I know I'm about to embarrass myself.
Okay.
So it feels like, in a way, like, so I feel doubly embarrassed because I'm about to embarrass myself on the radio and I'm about to embarrass myself in a room full of colleagues. So, like, I don't know, even making eye contact with you now is making me feel deeply uncomfortable, okay. And I haven't even said anything yet.
Do you want me to look away?
Well, I don't know, like, that would feel even weirder.
Okay, okay.
Because I feel like I'm going to start talking about this subject and... And, like, in a minute, I won't be able to look at anybody else in the room because I know the look I see will either be sort of this abject horror, like, please make this stop now, or it'll just be pity. So it feels like this is going to be some awkward, this is going to be some awkward radio you're about to hear now, listeners.
OK, well, thanks for preparing us.
Yeah. So, like, I saw the news last night. I was just as I was going to bed. I guess it was about midnight. Is that when you heard it?
No, this morning.
Right, So saw the news and like as a famous person's death is always shocking, and then there was something especially shocking about this one, and I was trying to think about what that is, and I think it's in part because this is a man who's like this ball of energy and laughter, and he's been around for most of our lives, and when a light that goes out, something seems darker about it, right? And it's so shocking, my instinct, like, it would have been 5 years ago to switch the news on and see what's happening on the rolling news, but these days you don't do that. You go to social media because you realise the news haven't got anything to go to.
Yeah.
You know, they're just desperately trying to get somebody on the phone, so you might as well go to several different news sources trying to do that, which is in essence what social media is. So I go on there and I'm trying to find out more information, and people are reporting that it's a suicide, and then... out comes like this outpouring of grief, and you begin to realise how universally loved a man this is. And of course, there's a bit of that thing that people do these days on social media as soon as a celebrity dies, which leaves a bad taste, which is a small minority of people are trying to prove that they're the ones with the best taste by quoting the most obscure film or comedy performance or whatever. But by and large, I do think people are just shocked and they're not thinking about whether it's weird or not to put it on social media. They just put it on there out of shock. And yeah, by and large, it's like an outpouring of love and sadness. And then as I started reading more stuff and people were collecting their thoughts into something more than just, oh, no, this is terrible, people started saying this thing about, this is the thing, though. He was a genius, and that is the thing that happens to people with those brilliant brains like that. They can be plagued with that dark side. These very funny people with these brilliant brains, they can be plagued with a dark side, like madness and genius. The hand in hand, those two things go together. And I understand why people were writing that stuff, but it's the thing people trot out like tears of a clown. But I think it's really important that that's not something we perpetuate, because, like, Robin Williams didn't commit suicide because he was a funny man plagued by darkness. He committed suicide because he was a man plagued by darkness. His brain was wired for depression, not because he's a genius, but because he's a human being, and a certain amount of human beings have brains that do that, that don't work properly. And well, that could be a Hollywood star, or it could be a plumber, or a call centre worker, or a soldier, or a fireman, or a lawyer, or a junkie, or somebody who works in Argos, or whatever. And I think it's really important that we don't look at those people and think of them, oh, they're the afflicted ones, when it's something that happens to just people from all different walks of life. And we need to understand that. Like, this wasn't... Like, people are trying to unpick it and saying, but what was it? What was it about his life, you know? It seems like he'd got everything. He'd got a family, and he'd got this career, and he'd got all this money, and he was adored by people. But he didn't, like, commit suicide because of a problem. He committed suicide because his brain was wired in a way that some people's brains are, that has that in them. And I know that I'm embarrassing myself talking about this now. But we don't talk about it. And it's the biggest thing in England and Wales. Suicide is the biggest killer of men age between 20 and 49. Like 77% of all suicides in England and Wales are men, and mainly young men as well. And I know I'm embarrassing myself talking about this, but like the reason it's happening more with men than it is with women is because it's a more uncomfortable thing for men to talk about it. And I thought, like, if this radio station has an audience which is skewed towards men, then it's a small price, really, sort of humiliating myself to talk about it a little bit more. And if you are one of those people, and if you feel sad, like not about a thing, like it's not about an event, not about a thing in your life, but just that it's heavy sometimes, and you feel pathetic and you feel weak and inferior and not like a proper person because everybody else seems to be able to get on with their lives, and it seems more difficult to you, and then for some reason that makes you feel worse about yourself. It's important people know that isn't weakness. So it's just a thing that some people's brains malfunction. It's a bad bit of wiring in some people's brains, and you can do something about it. And I don't think we're at a point in human history where you can go and see a doctor and it'll be fixed. We don't know what the answers are. Otherwise, somebody with the life that Robin Williams had would have been able to fix it. But you can do stuff about it. You can go and see a doctor. There's medication they can give you. There are techniques you can do. There's talking about stuff you can do. And I think if we talk about it, and once again, I know, like, I can't look at, I've got my eyes closed at the moment because I can't look at anybody else in the room. I know it's embarrassing to talk about it, but we've got to start talking about it, because if it's not you, it could be your husband or your boyfriend or somebody you work with, your mate or whatever. And there's a really good campaign in this country called the Campaign Against Living Miserably, which highlights this, especially with men. And if you feel like that, there's a number you can ring. It's 0808 58 58 58. It's a small charity, and they only have that line open from 5 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight. But you can you can talk to them, and you know, they'll be able to tell you, oh, you know, it's not you. You're not being weak. It's not only you. This happens to a whole bunch of people, and they can tell you what to do next. So I know that. I know that you don't necessarily tune into this programme for that. But, you know, we talked about testicular cancer on the show the other week. You know, I got my testicles out on the radio, and we had a doctor in here. And we were able to talk about that in a funny way. And it just felt important, given that we're all looking at Robin Williams' life and people are thinking, oh, what went wrong? Or is it because he's a genius? And I think it's important to talk about this stuff. So there you go. That number again. The website is called Calm Zone. It's the Campaign Against Living Miserably. You can Google it, Calm Zone. And the phone number is 0808 58 58 58. I really don't know how we transition from that into the rest of the programme.
I'll just do this.
No, because it's, you see, that feels patronising. Now I feel patronised.
No, because actually lots of texts pretty much saying that and applause.
I hope that somebody made a note of that number, and I hope that's useful information to somebody, and I hope that at least changes the way some people are talking about it or thinking about it. But yeah, I know it's an embarrassing thing, and I'm sorry for dragging you down into that, but... But what record's coming up next, Gaz? That's the thing DJs sometimes do to get out of a bit. They'll trail what's on the way. So maybe I could... Where am I looking? OK. We have No Doubt on the way. Do you think that was a good way of getting out of that?
Yeah.
There's no good way of getting out of that.
Jeff Lloyd. This is Jeff Lloyd's Hometime Show.
Absolute Radio.